As you probably know, we are hours away from opening ceremonies for the 2012 Olympic Games in London. The British Prime Minister, David Cameron, assures us that Britain is ready to welcome the greatest show on earth. Bells rang out across the country and the Olympic flame sailed down the River Thames on a golden royal barge earlier. And tonight, the Olympic torch will be used to light a cauldron, marking the official beginning of the Games. This time around, the 2012 Olympic flame has been carried by 8,000 people for about 8,000 miles across the UK. So on the line to discuss the Olympics and a lot else is the US ambassador to the UK, Lewis Sussman. Mr. Ambassador, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thank you for having me.
You know, first of all, I got to ask you, you're a former banker. I wonder, we keep talking about how expensive these Olympics are, the most expensive in history for a city like London. Is it worth the investment?
Oh, absolutely, for many, many reasons. First and foremost, it highlights London as one of the great capitals of the world. We're going to have more visitors from America, close to 300,000, 400,000, and they might even be spending a penny or two here and there and frequent the stores and the pubs and the restaurants. So it's going to be an economic boom to them, and they'll make a lot of it back. The hotels are booked, and it's an exciting moment. There's an immense buzz going on in the city.
I wonder what your responsibilities are, the Olympic Games. I mean, you have a lot of very high-level guests coming in. The First Lady will be there. Mitt Romney, of course, is quite famously there. I assume you have to shepherd them around and be with them at some events. Do you have to keep those two separated?
Well, first place, we're delighted to have the First Lady lead the delegation and all Americans here, including Governor Romney. My main goal is to represent the United States in appropriate functions and to be the consort for the First Lady. Governor Romney is a private citizen, and he hasn't reached out to our embassy, so I'm assuming he's able to do all of his own logistics. But my job is not only to represent the country, but to be sure that U.S. citizens are well taken care of.
We're speaking with the U.S. ambassador to the U.K., Lewis Sussman. It may be your job description to represent the U.S. there, but unfortunately that private citizen, former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney, has been representing the U.S. in the U.K. for the past 2 days and not doing all that great. He seems to have irritated a lot of Brits with hinting that they may not be ready, making a few other gaffes. I want to play you the comments here from Boris Johnson, the mayor of London.
There are some people who are coming from around the world who don't yet know about all the preparations we've done to get London ready in the last 7 years. I hear there's a guy called Mitt Romney who wants to know whether we're ready. He wants to know whether we're ready. Are we ready? Are we ready? Yes, we are. The venues are ready.
So, I mean, do you have to do a little bit of a sort of calming the waters?
No, that's not my job, but I do want to say, and I respectfully disagree with Governor Romney, the UK government and the London Organizing Committee, known as LOCOG, has really delivered a beautiful Olympics in a beautiful setting. They have a unique green design, came in under budget, and security's under control. I have great confidence, based on what they've done here in London, that these are not only going to be safe games, but they're going to be well attended and a lot of fun.
So I wondered, obviously, the Olympics are going to be the big headline, certainly coming out of London. But, you have some serious political responsibilities there as well. Certainly the scandal over the LIBOR interest rate in the banking industry is not going away. And it appears that we have some serious escalations going on in Syria. What kind of discussions are going on in there in the UK over how to proceed with Syria?
I believe and I know the United Kingdom government and the United States are in lockstep on our position on Syria. We want the violence to stop. Both President Obama and Prime Minister Cameron has asked President Assad to leave, and he should be removed. So we're working very diligently with the United Nations, with Kofi Annan, and to try and get this violence stopped. It's just horrendous. Now, that takes a lot of diplomatic efforts, takes a lot of political efforts, and it is ongoing and intense.
And so then let's touch on the banking scandal instead. The LIBOR interest rate, it's a problem that seems to get worse as we go by. Obviously, we've had hearings in Washington as well. Have you had discussions with banking regulators in the UK about changes to the system?
No, I have not. The LIBOR issue, okay, is a regulatory issue that is handled by the regulators. And it's going to take a lot of hearings. It's going to take a lot of investigation to get to the bottom of who did what and who did it. And I have great confidence both our government and the UK government will not only come out with the right results, but they will come out with the right corrections that have to be done.
All right. So, well, let's get back to the Olympics. And let me ask you about security. Obviously, they had some security missteps there. The company that they'd hired wasn't quite ready to take care of it. We're going to see a lot of Army soldiers at many of these events. Do you feel pretty confident in the security measures taken?
Oh, I really do. I really do. I've seen what the UK has done in getting ready for security with the remaining G4S employees, interspersing them with the government, the Army and the military forces and the police. I have looked into this with great care, and I can tell you that I have no qualms about the security, and hopefully these games are going to be about sports, not security. But as I said, we have the utmost confidence in the ability of the United Kingdom authorities to provide the necessary security for these games.
Okay, a couple rapid-fire questions for you, Ambassador, if that's okay. Number one, your favorite event?
Oh, basketball.
Basketball, okay. And if you were going to choose theme music for the Olympics, it would be?
Two things. One, I love the thing called Queen, You Are a Champion. But I really love is when they play the Star Spangled Banner when our athletes will get lots of medals.
Yeah, absolutely. Although people in London will be cheering for God Save the Queen. Louis Sussman, U.S. Ambassador to the United Kingdom. Thanks so much. Enjoy the games.
Thank you. Bye-bye.